And what we're talking about is two really important topics. One is the two gentlemen concerned, Julian Assange and Bradley Manning, and the other is WikiLeaks and the whole future of the internet and information freedom. And first, Julian Assange and Bradley Manning. Clearly, they are being hounded at the least. I mean, whatever either of them did, and I have no inside knowledge as to whatever either of them may have done, the judicial response is out of all proportion to their alleged activities. They clearly, whatever is going on, is not about their alleged activities. It's about the bigger issue of information freedom, WikiLeaks, control of information. And it's interesting to see there is things going on both sides, and I'm sure you're all aware that in the last few days, WikiLeaks has been nominated for a Nobel Prize, which is really great. I mean, from a lot of points of view, what WikiLeaks is doing is just what journalists have done for the past, you know, thousands and thousands of years. And a lot of the stuff that was in WikiLeaks, people didn't read it, haven't read it on the web. People have read it in newspapers. I mean, I've certainly read a lot more of WikiLeaks in the press than I have on their website. And I've probably not that atypical. But we're not going around saying the Fairfax media are a bunch of terrorists. I mean, we're just simply not saying that. That's what we're saying. Well, that's not what we're saying, but that's what some people are saying about WikiLeaks. Why is it acceptable to publish it in a piece of paper but not on the internet? I mean, and I'm not trying to say by that it shouldn't be published in the paper. What I'm trying to say here is that we are seeing a real reaction against the freedom that there's been in the internet, I think. My background before I became a politician was I was an IT manager, so IT is sort of particularly dear to my heart, and people may not realise where the internet came from. Where the internet came from originally, this was a US military project. They were trying to work out some sort of communication method that would be totally decentralised so that if any part of it was damaged, then the rest would just keep on going. And it has been brilliant at that. And that's what we're seeing. It's been brilliant. But because it has been so brilliant, we are now getting the reaction in the other direction. The forces of conservatism, of reactionism, the forces in the opposite direction are saying, oh my God, the internet is actually being an instrument of democracy. The internet has changed things. The internet has made it possible for people, no matter how big or how small they are, to have their presence out there where everybody can see them. It's made it possible, the combination, I guess, of the internet and Google has meant that people can put things out and be seen over the world. Now, by my age, I was around in the 70s, and I clearly remember the song, "The Revolution Will Not Be Televised." And, well, the revolution is somewhat getting televised these days. But even more than that, the revolution is being tweeted. The revolution is in social media. The revolution is on the internet. And this is making a real difference. I think it's arguable that one of the reasons we've had the recent revolution in Tunisia was that Tunisia was reported on extensively in WikiLeaks. Now, I don't know if that was one of the things that actually pushed it over to revolution, but it would seem very likely it was. And the fact that we know about it is also down to the internet and social media. Because we must also remember that Twitter and Facebook, et cetera, they're all actually really just part of the wonderful, amazing creature that we've created, that's all part of the wonderful World Wide Web. It's all part of the internet. The internet has been a force for good and a force for utopia. And one other quote I'll give George Orwell. Again, I suppose I'm showing my age. "During times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act." And that's what WikiLeaks is being a revolutionary act. WikiLeaks is telling the truth. Not everyone wants to hear the truth. It is a revolutionary act. And because it's going out over the internet, it is available to basically everyone throughout the world. It doesn't matter whether a particular journalist thought it was a story or it wasn't a story. It is a story. You can Google it, it's there, you can find it. And it's happening in other places. I mean Egypt, we're watching all of that now. And through social media, through the internet. And more repressive, and we also know that that SMSing was stopped in Egypt recently, and Vodafone was used to spread disinformation in Egypt recently. We also know that China is also, there's the Great Wall of China and there's the Great Firewall of China, that governments of the world are aware of what the internet is doing. And I've, Sunday, June the 14th, 2009, could go down in history books as the first sort of Twitter revolution, because it's very, very arguable that the internet via Twitter was a major part of allowing that actually to happen. And even the forces of reaction, as evidenced by Hillary Clinton, actually realised what's going on in a positive way. This is from part of a speech she gave last year, which elevated internet freedom to a major plank in US foreign policy. She said, "New technologies do not take side in the struggle for freedom and progress, but the United States does. We stand for a single internet where all humanity has equal access to knowledge and ideas." And she said, "The freedom to connect, the idea that governments should not prevent people from connecting to the internet, to websites, to each other, is," she described that as a fundamental value of the United States, which is really great to hear. I mean, I guess what we are calling on today is for the United States to actually value that fundamental value. WikiLeaks is an expression of that fundamental value. But apart from the issues on WikiLeaks, there are other forces of reaction in this sphere. As you may be aware, there's been debated in the United States a kill switch act under which the President of the United States would have the power to stop vital parts of the internet infrastructure which reside in the United States. And while the internet is designed to be decentralized, that could and would make a huge impact. And we're still having the same debate in Australia. Remember the net filter? The Labor Party has largely got into power, so it's still on the agenda. We have not got rid of this. We need, as a community, to support free speech and free trials. Julian Assange and Bradley Manning both deserve a free and fair trial. And WikiLeaks is part of the wonderful world of free speech, the wonderful world of the free internet, and we all are benefiting from that, and we all need to support that if we want it to continue.